This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba addresses the virtual session of the COVID-19 conference. Finance Bill 2078 Bikram Sambat and Bill to raise National Debt 2078 Bikram Sambat approved by majority of the National Assembly. And exiled former Catalan president and separatist leader Carles Puigdemont arrested in Italy. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has addressed the virtual session of the COVID-19 conference organized by US President Joe Biden on Thursday night. In his address, Prime Minister Deoba briefed the world community on Nepal's effort to control COVID-19. Prime Minister Deoba further said that Nepal is working to vaccinate 80% of the target group against COVID-19 by April 2022, stressing on the need for equitable distribution of vaccines to the world community. He said that all should be united in controlling the COVID-19 pandemic. Likewise, Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba thanked the United States for its support for Nepal during the pandemic. The conference was addressed by world leaders, including Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Today's meeting of the National Assembly has approved the Finance Bill 2078 Bikram Sambat and the Bill to raise National Debt 2078 Bikram Sambat by a majority. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma's proposal to consider the two bills received with a message from the House of Representatives was approved by a majority of the Upper House. Thursday's meeting of the House of Representatives passed these two bills and sent them to National Assembly. In today's meeting, Chairman Ganesh Prasad Timmelsina read out the letter received from the Office of the President certifying Appropriation Bill 2078 Bikram Sambat. As soon as today's meeting started, the lawmakers of the main opposition party CPN-UML stood up and protested. The next meeting of the National Assembly will be held on Monday, September 27th at 11 a.m. Minister of State for Health and Population Umesh Shrestha has said that the government has been making preparations to import vaccines against COVID-19 for children. Talking to journalists in Chitwan today, Minister Shrestha shared that 100,000 doses of Moderna and Pfizer vaccines for children would be imported before upcoming Dasai festival. State Minister Shrestha also held discussions with doctors at Bharatpur Hospital and BP Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital and their management committees. Chairperson of the CPN-UML KP Sharma Oli has presented a political report prepared for the Legislative General Convention of the party in the Central Committee meeting taking place from today. The Legislative General Convention of the CPN-UML is scheduled from October 1st to 3rd. The Central Committee meeting is taking place at Tulasi Lal Memorial Building at Chasal Lalitpur. Organizational report and draft of statute amendment would be presented and discussed in the meeting. On the occasion, Chair Oli said that the report was brought along the suggestions of the Standing Committee and management of Legislative General Convention should be taken ahead simultaneously. The Nepal Rashtra Bank, NRB, has unveiled a new provision ensuring concessional loan for the establishment of electronic vehicle charging station. The central bank has come up with the idea to promote use of e-vehicles and increase electricity consumptions through third amendment to refinancing procedures. Currently, 15 charging stations have been run, while Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, is working to set up 50 electronic vehicle charging stations across the country. Likewise, the Nepal Rashtra Bank would provide refinancing services to the broadband internet service providing organization, which will help increase internet penetration in the country's rural areas. Three people have gone missing and one person got injured after a car fell into Trisuli River near Nadi Khola area at midnight in Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 5 in Chitwan District. The car, heading to Pokhara from Kathmandu, skidded off some 35 meters off the road. According to District Police Office Chitwan, the injured is 46-year-old Rudralal Suvedi of Pokhara Metropolitan City 17. Suvedi is receiving treatment at College of Medical Sciences in Bharatpur, Chitwan. Police said that those missing in the river are around 60-year-old Prem Bahadur Bhujel, 55-year-old Lekhram Bhujel and his spouse, 36-year-old Ishwari Bhujel of Pokhara Metropolitan City 17. Police said a search for the missing people is ongoing. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at few places of the country tonight. You are listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. Exiled Catalan separatist leader Charles Puigdemont has been detained in Italy on a Spanish arrest warrant. Spain has accused him of sedition for a breakaway independence referendum in 2017 that the courts ruled illegal. At the time, he was president of Catalonia but fled to Belgium after the vote. He lives there and sits as a member of the European Parliament. The 2017 referendum prompted Spain's deepest political crisis for decades, with the Catalan regional parliament declaring independence and Madrid then imposing direct rule over the region. Local media reports in India are saying authorities are investigating a case where a 15-year-old girl was repeatedly gang-raped for around 9 months. Police in the city of Mumbai have arrested 28 people in connection to the alleged rapes, which began in January. Local reports said it began when the girl's boyfriend raped her and filmed the incident. He and his friends then reportedly used the recording to blackmail her to have sex with them. Authorities said the gang rapes happened in different suburbs of Mumbai, including Dombivli, Badlapur, Murbad and Robale. The girl finally reported the case to the police on Wednesday night. News outlet NDTV said the girl, named 33 attackers in total, that she knew almost all of them. Under a new rule proposed by the European Commission, EC, manufacturers will be forced to create a universal charging solution for phones and small electronic devices. The aim is to reduce waste by encouraging consumers to reuse existing chargers when buying a new device. The proposal said all smartphones sold in the EU must have USB-C chargers. Apple has warned such a move would harm innovation. The proposal also standardizes fast charging speeds, meaning device capable of fast charging will be charged at the same speeds. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba addresses the virtual session of the COVID-19 conference. Finance Bill 2078 Bikram Sambat, Bill to raise National Debt 2078 Bikram Sambat approved by majority of the National Assembly, and exiled former Catalan president and separatist leader Charles Puigdemont arrested in Italy. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.